You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today I have the great pleasure of chatting across the pond with, you know, one of the silly things that I neglect to do before jumping on a podcast is confirm the pronunciation of somebody's name. And I've just done it here because I was about to tell you that my guest is Viv Guy, and I could be spot on. I also could be incorrect, and she pronounces it the French way, Viv Guy. So, Viv, how do you pronounce your last name?
Guy. It's plain and simple. Viv Guy. Really short and sweet.
Beautiful. All right. Well, my instinct was to do it correctly. And I figured let's reveal, let's pull back the curtain and share with our listeners some of the silly things that we neglect to do when we're recording a podcast. So let me give you a little bit of background on Viv. She is a born entrepreneur. She actually has run, I think it's now three businesses. This is your third or your fourth.
That's correct. Third business now.
And at this point in your career, you're taking a lot of the lessons that you've learned as a business owner, and you're helping other business owners sort of figure out some of the complications in their business and uncomplicating it and making it easier and more predictable for them to bring in more clients and build their businesses as well. So I want to dive into a little bit of that. But one of the things that you really focus on, and I love this focus, is that you want them to feel good about what they're doing in their business. Why is that so important? Let's step back and sort of talk about where you came from and why that principle is so important to you at this point.
That's twofold, really. So one, we only have one shot at this life, you know, so we want to feel good every day with what we're doing. And heck, you know, most of my clients are corporate escapees, you know, have kind of been in that great careers, but where it's not really kind of lighting them up anymore. And, you know, so we've all been there where we're kind of doing the grind and it's just, you know, not exciting us. And so, you know, it's like really, really passionate about let's do things that make us feel good day in and day out. And I want people to feel about that with their businesses, because so often people start businesses and they don't feel like that at all. And the second part of that is, as a high performance business coach, really, you know, when we do things that feel good, our energy is really aligned, and therefore, you know, we get into flow, we are super productive. When we are not feeling good about what we do, it's like we're kind of pushing against this opposing force, you know, and that's really hard to do. It's really draining, it's really exhausting, and it does not feel good, and you do not get the results as a consequence of that.
I totally resonate with this, because I know that there are days when I know I have this list of things to do. I'm not really excited to do any of them. And I just sort of go through the motions, get it done, and there's no enthusiasm. And then those days where I'm really looking forward to it and I'm really embracing the activity, those are the days that I just love.
Yeah. And you feel great at the end of it, don't you? You don't feel drained. You don't feel exhausted. And oh my gosh, you like put out some really, really great work as well as a result.
Totally. So I want to step back and get a little bit of your history. So three businesses. Why don't you walk us through a little bit of your career there?
Sure. So as a very naive 22-year-old, I thought, hey, I'm going to start my own business because I really wanted to deliver alternative education for disengaged young people. This had kind of come from my parents' fostering, so I'd seen a lot of young people really struggling with mainstream education, and no one else was doing it, so I was like, hell, I'm gonna do this. And you know, totally clueless. My background was creative, you know, creative degree. And but you know, you just go in, don't you, full of energy at 22. I'm just going to do this and learn as I went along. And, you know, I remember my first business coach about 3 years into business, and she was like, gosh, she said, it's crazy. You know, you've kind of gone from like A to Z, and most people do the steps in between, you know, and you're like CEO level already, you know, and kind of having to learn, you know, on the go in that role. So did that, built a very successful business, very much based on referrals, and networks. So not an online business at all in any way, shape, form. Built that up to a £1.5 million business. and then got, typical entrepreneur, 12 years in, really great position, great money, got bored. A lot of bureaucracy, found myself kind of doing stuff that I was like, you know, doesn't light me up, didn't energize me. And, you know, and it was ticking along. I was like, you know, the thrill of the chase, the excitement of building a business had kind of gone, because it was great. It was doing what it was supposed to do. You know, it was really serving the young people that we're working with. So I stepped away. As I was planning on starting a family anyway, and decided I wanted to do something totally creative, go back to the creative roots. So had my first daughter, and decided to become a photographer. Why not? Hey, so became a photographer, and suddenly I was in the online world, and I was like, whoa, this is very different and challenging. And, you know, not only had I gone from, you know, having no children and no responsibilities to, you know, and working 60-hour weeks, 60-80-hour weeks, because I could, and I loved what I did, to then suddenly going, oh my gosh, now I have to think about someone else. And that was tough. And then all this, like, how to launch business, you know, in the online space, and listening to all the advice out there. And, you know, it's kind of like being just swamped with, like, you must do this, you have to do that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kind of going, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start anymore. This is just crazy. Yes. You know, so kind of went through the whole, wow, new mom, new business, new online world, and all of this noise, all of these experts telling me what I should, must, and have to do, and kind of going, whoa, this is not good. This does not feel good. And I don't like this. I do not like this, but I know I can run a business because I've done it before. I've built a business. So I stepped back. I worked with an amazing coach who was like, okay, how many hours do you want to work a week? I said, 20 hours a week, max. And she said, okay, so design it, design your business, design your life around that. And so I did. And that was a pivotal moment, because actually it helped me cut out all of that noise, all of the things that I felt, you know, people were saying you must do, you should, and you have to do. And I started doing things my way that felt good. And business went berserk. It went bonkers. And suddenly I had, like, photographers and all sorts of people going, how have you done this so fast? How have you built this business really, really fast? And
what sort of photography was it? Based on what I see behind you, maybe it was like portraiture, but
I started. Yeah. So behind me, I've got a picture of my daughter. And I started with babies. I did everything, David, because I wanted to try everything. Mm-hmm. So I did babies, newborns, boudoir, weddings, a portrait photography, fashion photography, just turn my hand to everything, learn everything I could. And then I niched in personal brand photography, because I loved working with businesses, because that's where I come from, working with entrepreneurs. Yep. And, you know, a lot of female entrepreneurs. And that is what kind of projected me into the coaching arena, because I was suddenly being asked to coach photographers in how I'd built the brand photography business. As soon as I niched in that, 10 weeks later, you know, it was just crazy business. I was booked out for like 12 months. It was really crazy.
Well, so I want to stop there for a moment, because this is a key piece of what we teach around strategic marketing, which is to get focused, right? Yeah. And one of the things that you said was, when you were working with your coach, you were charged with creating the way that you could achieve that 20 hours a week. And then you tried all these different things, whether it was studio stuff or event-based stuff, and you settled on something that was a fit for you in terms of the type of client you wanted to work with. But also, I'm imagining, you know, events are probably a lot more time consuming than studio time, or going to show up at a client's, you know, place of work and doing stuff that is focused around the hours that you dictate you're going to need for them.
Absolutely.
And so there's probably ways that you can approach what you just did in pretty much any type of business to create the limitations of hours, or the, you know, that you did. So that's brilliant. And I hope that you're using that to inform a lot of the work that you're doing with your current clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, I very much do. And, you know, I'm a big fan of reverse engineering everything. And I think that comes with strategy. And so many people do it the wrong way around. So they hit the tactics, you know, because they kind of say, you know, I want to get to here. And if we reverse engineer, we kind of know what that end goal is and what that vision is. And then we can kind of build tactics to kind of get us there. So I did that with my life, you know, and so I kind of designed my life and fit my business into that, you know, and a lot of people go, yeah, but I love my business. I love working all hours. I'm like, that's great. But, you know, I used to be that person, but it's not healthy. It is not healthy, yes. You know, and actually, you know, the key things around productivity are we need to have rest. We need to have recreation. We need to have relationships. You know, we need to have like refreshments, nourishment, and all of those things are really essential to actually being super productive. And if you kind of hitting, you know, 60-80 hour work weeks, working like crazy hours, that's not going to happen either. So really, yes, I work a lot with clients to figure out, you know, how they want their businesses and their lives to look and reverse engineer it from there. And we reverse engineer, you know, what they're going to offer, how they're going to price it, how they're going to structure it, everything from that point.
No, I want to share something, and I hope you don't mind, because I think that look, the pandemic that our world has experienced has really opened up the way that we as business owners become more accepting of things that maybe we wouldn't have been a year and a half or more ago. So, yeah. So here's something that I'm going to share with our listeners. You and I were actually supposed to do this last week, but that's you right. sent me a message and you said, you know, I got something with one of my kids. I can't do it. Can we reschedule? And in the before times, some people might have been a little put off by that.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of our world has changed to accept, yes, you know, personal life comes first, right? Your personal priorities are important. And if we're all as business owners more aware of that, we can be more accepting of, you know, sure, we can be flexible and work around your needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a really important thing as well that, you know, I just think I used to be that person. I used to be that person that would be like, what? Their kids are sick. No, that's not acceptable. You know, in my 20s, I didn't have kids. I was like, just work, get, you know, don't let me down. And now, you know, and as you say, the pandemic has totally changed it. I mean, how many times do you speak to people where the kids are in the background or the dogs barking or whatever it might be, you know, happening? And you're like, it's life. And actually, you know, that's great if people can actually get that balance where they can, you can be home more. And, you know, I'm seeing it a lot with, a lot of my clients, I work with a lot of people who are like therapists and work with a lot of clients, and they're seeing it in the corporate world now that there's a lot of people returning to the office environment, and they're struggling because suddenly they're adding commutes onto their day. They don't have the flexibility to be around family. And so, you know, that's a massive issue that we're seeing in society post like COVID and the pandemic and lockdowns. So it's really interesting how that horizon has changed.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of the work that you're going to be doing with your clients is going to focus on that transition as well going forward. Yeah. And we don't know what we don't know yet.
No, so, we don't at all. Very much so.
So you started to, I cut you off before you started to sort of talk a little bit about your transition from photography into working. Now, initially you were coaching photographers as I think I heard you say, is that right?
Yeah, I started coaching photographers, but I was also, sorry.
Well, go ahead.
I was also coaching my personal brand photography clients before we could actually get out on any shoots, because they were really struggling with things around visibility, who their clients were, you know, so to say, who are your clients? You know, who do you want to serve? What are your marketing? What are your messages? You know, what are the key things? And they were like, it was kind of like silence, you know, tumbleweed. And so people really, it was surprised me how many successful businesses didn't have this stuff figured out. And a lot of people have built businesses kind of on word of mouth and referral, but then they were struggling to kind of scale and grow. And so there was a lot of coaching before we could actually get out on a shoot to kind of figure some of this stuff out. And so actually, you know, it really kind of led me to identify that there was a real need here with the clients I was working with, and that there was a real gap, and that, you know, it didn't mean that these people were at startup stage. As I said, I was working with some, you know, six figure and some multi six figure businesses, but they were having these problems, and I've seen it time and time again. So I was like, hey, you know, and then obviously, you know, the photographers were going, hey, this is the thing. I really want to know this. So it kind of all came together in a package. What were those common things I was seeing over and over again? And that's how the coaching business came about. It just felt like that natural transition.
And so, by the way, your experience working with clients is absolutely not unique to you. I've heard plenty of other consultants and coaches who have gone through this. And that was my experience back when I was running a Facebook ads agency as well, is a lot of businesses are focused on doing what they do, and they just happen to amass whatever clients they did, you know, and then they don't have systems or a real plan around it. So it's great to have somebody like you then come into the picture and reveal to them what's missing so that they can actually clean their act up. And then somebody like you to then transition into a role where you can help them is even better.
Yeah. And I love it. And someone was saying to me today, she was like, what is it that you think your clients take away from working with you the most? And I said, do you know what I hear time and time again is, I never thought of it that way, or I would never, ever have kind of come to that that thought process on my own. And it's that reframing so often, you know, that comes with that outside perspective. And, you know, it's great to kind of be able to give people that.
I'm curious to hear a couple of examples of the types of aha moments that you just described. What are the types of things that a business owner goes, oh, I never thought about it that way?
So I had a client who I'm still working with at the moment, and she came to me saying, I want to be a coach, a parent coach, because she'd worked in childcare for 25 years. And I was like, okay. So she started on this parent coaching journey, and she was resistant. And I was like, there's something going on here. And she said, I'm really having a mindset block. So I said, let's do a mindset session. And like 4 minutes in, I don't want to be a parent coach. There we go. And she was like, I felt that was the step I had to take as a progression in my career. And that's what society was saying you have to do next. And she was like, I don't want to do that. I want to work with children. You know, so actually, what is she doing now? She's setting up her own nursery, a preschool, which is like phenomenal. So she's now just like, you know, going through the process of getting funding to set up her own forest school type business, which is amazing. So there are aha moments where actually it was like, what do you want to do? You know, and actually, I think giving people the space to say, what is it that you want to do? Not what you think you should do. What is your intuition? What is your gut telling you that you should do? So that's one great example where people, you know, and I don't know if you've read The Way of Integrity with Dr. Martha Beck, and you know, she says in her own book that we do things because we feel we should be, because that's what our society and our culture say we should be doing. And actually it goes against what actually our intuition is telling us. And this is what happens. And this is what I see with so many of my clients. They are not tapped in and in tune with, you know, what actually they want to do. And that's why they end up not feeling good about what they're doing and actually not making the progress that they want to do, because they're doing things in a way that they feel they should, must, and have to do things. So it's really about kind of pulling people back and going, what do you want to do? You know, how do you want it to look? How do you want it to feel? And again, because I work with so many people from corporate, ex-corporate high achievers, it's so, you know, goals are so metric based, you know, driven. We've all kind of, you know, done like living our lives to KPIs. And so they really struggle to come out of that and think, you know, instead it's all very metric based goals. And actually it's like, how do you want to feel? How do you want it to look? You know, instead let's step back and strip back. We can add those in afterwards. Yeah. But if it sucks, you know, getting to £1 million or dollars, you're going to feel rubbish the whole way through getting to that point. There's no point getting there, you know, so let's start with the feeling and then figure out how we're going to make that million pounds, dollars, you know, in that process.
Yeah, I so agree with you. By the way, I don't know that book, but I just pulled it up. The Way of Integrity, Finding the Path to Your True Self by Martha Beck. I'll make sure to leave a link to that in the show notes. One of the things that we do in our marketing strategy consulting with clients is at the very beginning, and this speaks exactly to what you're talking about, we do a core values assessment with our client, because so many of the things that they're doing marketing wise or publicly around their business is often so disconnected with who they really are and what their core values are. So what you said resonates with me completely.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was saying, like about the brand photography clients, that they just didn't know what their core values are, or they were so like misaligned with them that, you know, they just didn't know then how to show up, you know. And you can't create brand imagery if you don't know, you know, it's like the jigsaw. You've got to get it all together, all the cogs in place, or that does not work as a machine. You know, that business will not work. That marketing model will not work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other insider tips on some of the aha moments, or should we move on?
Oh, I could go on all day.
Let's do one more. Why not?
Let's do one more. One of my clients has had a training business, so sort of corporate training and consultancy coaching business for 5 years. She's dabbled in kind of doing odd trainings, odd sessions, never kind of earning what she wanted to earn, still doing a job, you know, a day job that she hated. Came to me, we said, you know, she set a goal. She said, I want to make £50,000 in year one. And I don't want to work crazy hours. I don't want to be working the hours that I'm working now. I said, okay, three sessions in, she's already at 32K, you know, mm-hmm. pretty good going. Aha moments were, I would never have thought of doing it that way. I would never have thought of a proposal that way. I would never have thought of, you know, doing my sales calls in such a way as that, you know. So simple, like to me, simple things, but sometimes it is just about people reframing their thinking. And I think that's the big thing. Sometimes it is just about talking through kind of what's going on for people. How are they looking at things? How are they approaching a situation? And again, sort of bringing it around and kind of giving them a mirror, really, and kind of going like, you know, have a look, you know, what do you want to see? What do you want to feel? What do you want it to look like? And you know, why can't you get there? You know, what is, and let's like figure out how to get there then. And I think that's the part a lot of people are struggling with. Like, they don't really know what that thing is that they're after. I want 50K, but that's it. That's all I know. I don't know how to get there. I don't know what I should do. I don't know how, you know, I don't know the steps in between. So the tactics, but you know, I see a lot of people as well starting with tactics and not actually understanding the rest of it. I'm just going to go. I want to set up a business. Don't really know anything else. I'm just going to go, you know, and that's, yeah, I'm sure you see it all the time.
I see it all the time. I make a joke about, you know, my nephew told me I need to, you know, fill in the blank. I've been saying this for years. So the current one is, you know, be on TikTok or be on Clubhouse. And a business owner who maybe have just started, right? That's their marketing is, well, yeah, I started a TikTok account and that's, I'm building my business, not getting much traction yet, but I'm sure it'll pay off any day now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see it all the time. So I should say that the magic for a business owner who is stuck at this point of sort of just the whatever they're dealing with in their business, coming to you and having the benefit not just of you being a business owner and having been through this so that you can impart that wisdom and knowledge, but it's very clear that you've been working with a broad range of individuals in very different situations. So you can take lessons from each of them and say, you know what? I learned this when I was working with that client over there, and I can help apply this as a solution to you. That's brilliant. And you're in a great position to be able to help so many people as a result.
Yeah, very much so. And I always say, you know, I'm like the helicopter, you know, when people come to me, it's like, I'm the helicopter view, you know, I'm over there, I'm above it, you know, and I can kind of see the whole big picture, whereas so many people are just stuck like on this, like, you know, in that zone of, I just need clients or yes. I just need this, you know, and I'm like the big picture. Let's look at this from a different perspective.
I would be careful about the use of the word helicopter, because as soon as you said that, I was like, helicopter mom. No, that's not what we want. Helicopter coach. No, we don't want that.
No.
But if people do want to take advantage of your wisdom and your know-how, what's the best place for them to find you?
You can check me out on my website, which is vivguy.com, or you can find me on Instagram, viv.guy. I'm pretty easy to find. Just look up Viv Guy.
That's easy. And if you're French, it's Viv Guy.
Yes.
Excellent. So it's vivgui.com. And reach out to Viv, learn a bit more about what she's working on. She's been working with coaches. She's been working with other service-based business professionals as well, consultative professionals. And if that's you and you're looking for help in your business, either moving from where you are to the next place or coming up with a strategic way to expand or to accomplish whatever in your business, Viv is your gal. There we go. Viv Guy is your gal. That's what I should say.
Hey, Viv Guy's a gal. Yeah, I love that.
Well, wonderful. Viv Guy, thank you so much for spending some time with us here. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity to meet you, chat with you. And I know that there's a lot more that we have to talk about going forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, David. And thank you everyone for listening today.
Indeed. So, folks, you've been listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. I hope to have the privilege of having you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.